Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Mabakian. And Martin, it's great to have your company again today to talk about the weather.
Thank you very much, Sean. I'm looking forward.
Yes, well, this summer has had it all, hasn't it? We've got bushfires in Tasmania, floods in North Queensland, and this unending drought that just keeps on to continue.
And this is something very unusual weather pattern, very complex weather pattern. If I could give you analysis of the outlook for El Niño watch, what's happening, how the ocean temperatures are changing, how climatic conditions are interacting with each other, and what's happening around the world. So one thing is happening around the world right now. I kept quiet about it because I used to talk about a long time ago about climate change. And climate change is the reality of our life now, but unfortunately some politicians or somebody else are talking differently against it. So I don't want to talk too much about it at that stage. Right now, I'm including into my forecast, looking at recent observations and climate models, outlooks, looking mathematically, suggest that immediate risk of El Niño has passed. There's no El Niño anymore. Chance of El Niño to pass. This is what is happening. So we're not going to do my forecast on El Niño basis. Tropical Pacific sea surface remains warmer than average. Atmospheric indicators, such as trade winds, southern oscillation index, all continue to be generally remains all neutral. Nothing is changing. The trade winds are not changing, southern oscillation index not changing, and the tropical Pacific sea surface temperature, all neutrals. Even summer, Indian Ocean played a very important role in our summer. Indian Ocean, little influence in our weather pattern. So there it is. All these things are not affecting us at this stage. A drier 3 monthly, likely for a larger part of Australia. So there's the continent. Put the how much drought is going to be, where it's going to be. For most part of Australia, it's going to be drought. In contrast, most of the central and eastern Australia shows no strong swing towards either weather, drier or wetter, especially this February to April. Parts of the New South Wales over the near Great Dividing Range have increased chance of wetter than average rain. So that means Great Dividing Range, which we are close to Gloucester, some part of Hunter region, will have greater than average rain for next 3 months. So we are in the best area at this stage for the weather pattern, but I feel sorry for the other people which are in a drought situation. Looking at the weather situation for my forecast for next 2 weeks, a high pressure system which is blocking everything, no cold change, no weather was coming towards us, was dragging dry air, northwesterly winds from central Australia, from north, heat conditions, and that is easing off at this stage. And this high pressure system in the Tasman Sea extends a ridge of along New South Wales, is weakening at this stage. A trough lingers over inland west, it's moving because the high is weakening. By Sunday night, the trough is expected to be near New Zealand, and a weakening phase with cool change to affect only southern district of Australia and New Zealand. So that's how weather patterns emerging at this stage. Looking at the week one outlook, Saturday, showers. Because of the effect of the area, geographically, lost the area, Great Dividing Range in that area, and there's a good chance of thunderstorms activity. So I'm saying showers and including thunderstorms within that weather forecast. With maximum temperature 28, humidity 46%, 7 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 23 degrees. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum 32, humidity 30%. On Monday, light showers, maximum 34, humidity 23%. On Tuesday, few clouds, maximum 30, humidity 37%. Again, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 24 degrees, nothing's changed. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 29, humidity 46%. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 31, humidity 34%. On Friday, I'm expecting rain. Light rain, then increasing a little bit extra. The maximum temperature 33 degrees, 7 millimeters of rain, humidity 34%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 24 degrees. Week 2, starting Saturday the 9th of February. Partly sunny, maximum 29, humidity 60%. On Sunday, light showers, maximum 29, only 2 millimeters, humidity 48. On Monday, few clouds, maximum 26, humidity 42%. On Tuesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 29. On Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 29. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum temperature 30, humidity 43%, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Friday, same, it's going to be maximum temperature 30, and same weather patterns, dry and conditions. So this is a weather forecast for next 2 weeks for Gloucester region in that area.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We do appreciate it. And for more information and some wonderful resources that you can glean from, go to our website. It's bucketsradio.com.au.